So we've been discussing Shine Books of Talis, all the Gemara's connected to that, and in the first parak through Das Ches. And now what I wanted to do is spend one night before we move on to Habata Behefker and then Moda B'Miktas, which are our next topics. I wanted to spend one shiur on the topic of Kol Da'alim.
I forgot to bring my barking gloves.
You did forget.
I did.
So that's what we're going to discuss, whether you need them or not. So as we know, the first Tosas, or the second Tosas, sorry, in the Masechta,
second
Tosas in the Masechta, Dibur Masel, Biakloku, asks the question that a lot of Rishonim ask, and that is, how come the Mishnah says Shnayim Oks Mitala Zeo Mani Mitzasiya Zeo Mani Mitzasiya, right? Zeo Makula Shili Zeo Makula Shili. In the end of the day, what do we say? You take a Shavua and you do Yachloku, right?
Right.
This talis gets split up into two. Why is it that in a Gemara in Bava Basra, when the Gemara has a discussion about Hahu Arva, and there we say Kol Da'alim Gavar, each person, whoever stronger is going to win.
Kol Da'alim Gavar.
I don't know if it's Gavar or Gavar. The Bali Dikta seems to have a machlokas about it. But we'll mention that you think it should be Gavar. Okay. So the point is that, there's a different solution to that topic. And the question is why? Thank you so much. How come we have sometimes the answer is Yachloku, and sometimes the answer is the might. I don't know if it makes right, but at least might prevails.
Called the Alim Gavar.
Or Gavar. Yeah, we could do this all night. Okay. So that's Tosis's question, and of course we know Tosis gives the answer. The Yishlomar, this is a Tosis question. The Yachloku Tema Maishna Ma'ida Arva, the boat case. The Amar called Alim either Gavar or Gavar. Perkeskes Abatin. So the Gemara says the Yeshlomar the Okazin, right? Shiny, because they're both holding on. Therefore, we don't apply that rule. We apply the rule of the Chashiv Kilo Kolachad Yeshlomar Bavadai Achetzi. Danan Sadi, as we've discussed many times, the Ma'idan Sadi Deyu, etc. That in our case, each one is going to get a half, and in the case there, we say call the Alim whoever is stronger. Right, either Gavar or Gavar is going to win. Good. Now, the question I want to analyze tonight is, what is the nature of that halacha? Since when do we, in the Jewish religion, right, to empower people, you know, by virtue of their power? It's a good topic on Hanukkah, perhaps. Right? But the truth is, Hanukkah, we celebrate a military victory, but we don't really focus on a military victory. Maybe we'll speak about it in the end a little bit, but mostly tonight is a regular shiur. I'll explain in the end why tonight should be a regular shiur. But from a Hanukkah point of view, that is. So but the point is that, you know, just to, you know, we'll start off with the Hanukkah point, which is, again, there's an Eis Mokama, and we're very happy that we won that war. And we there's Shiros and Tishbachos and Halo and Hodah connected with that victory. Absolutely. Right? But the focal point, the reason everybody's late tonight, as we said before, is because it's taken so long for everybody to light the Neros. Right? So the focal point of the celebration is not on the overpowering of the enemy, it's on the spiritual significance, you know, of the nace of Pach Hashem. Not only that, but when we speak about Al-Nisim, Al-Apurkan, Al-Gvuros, which is the Shevach Vahodah, for sure on the military aspect as well. But what we speak about is, you know, Giborim Biad Chalashim, right? Rabim Biad Ma'atim. So it's a greater victory in one sense. But the point is, we don't say, you know, that we were more Giborim than they were. We say we were Chalashim and we won because their Bona Shalom helped us out. We don't, in other words, generally speaking.
I was in Sandik in
excellent. Later. Yeah. So the point is that Kochi Dotsim Yadi Asali is a Chaylazeh, something that Jews for sure very much right to reject. And even when there's a military victory to celebrate, we tend to emphasize the spiritual part of that. Hanukkah is that's what the Levush says, and that's what the Bach says. Right, the reason that we don't have a focus on Achila and Shtia like you have on Purim is because the focus is on the spiritual victory rather than on the military victory. So it's interesting to note that the Torah in the beginning of Chosha Mishpat starts off by quoting the remarks of Rabbeinu Yonah and Avos. And Rabbeinu Yonah and Avos, Torah says, "I'll gimel dvarim ha'olam omed," right? Torah, avoda, and gemilos asadim. And then at the end of the first parak of Avos, we have a parallel Mishnah, which says, "I'll gimel dvarim ha'olam," now different to yourselves,
right?
What's the tool? We have kayam, right? And it's din, shalom, and MS. So the Rabbeinu Yonah tries to explain what's the difference between Omed and Kayam. So he says Omed refers to the purpose. The purpose of the world is Torah, Avodah, and Gimel Chasad. That's why the world was created. So that people would have the opportunity to rise high, you know, in their spiritual aspirations for Torah, Avodah, and Gimel Chasad. However, the world also needs, right, a certain mechanism. Right, the things that allow the world to continue to work, you know, efficiently, so that you can accomplish the goals of the world. That's kayam. So one of the things is din. Why am I telling you this? So the Torah, according to Rabbeinu Yonah in part, and then on his own he says, because if it wasn't for din, what would we say? Kol da'alim gavar or gavar, right? And that would be chaotic. Right, that would destroy the world. That would be the antithesis of kayam. So the point is that Jews do not celebrate might, and they certainly don't look to perpetuate, just one more second, chaos. Right? Instead, we look for a peaceful solution, shalom, emes, din. Right? These are all things that, because otherwise, ishes chavero, chayim, Bilao, right, one man will swallow up his neighbor, meaning anarchy will prevail. So how can we understand even that there is an institution in halacha that under certain situations of machlokes that we allow them to fight it out, right, that we allow whoever is stronger to win? It's a very culturally, and therefore halachically, two are intertwined, right, it's a very strange kind of an idea. So what I want to do tonight is discuss some of the places or some of the issues that come up when it comes to applying this doctrine, and to try to show that there are different perspectives towards it. Yeah.
In Siddur, you have Rabbi Yishmael Omer,
okay,
Yishloshes Reina, Midos, HaTorah Nidreshes. You don't have any dots under the Aleph.
Okay. Excellent.
Because that's a Goyim.
Two Yishmoels. Excellent. Good. Now, let's go back to Kol Dalet. Right? Okay. So, let's begin with the following. The first thing to note is, first thing we should examine is the institution, Kol Dalet Gavar, Kol Dalet Gavar, whichever you want to call it, is that really an institution at all? Or is it really a disengagement? Is it a siluk, as we call it? Basically, the halacha is that, well, just one second, the halacha closes its eyes, the bezin closes its eyes and says, listen, we're not taking part here. Figure it out amongst yourselves. And if that means a struggle and a physical victory, right, then so be it. But then, just one more second, that isn't a psak, it's certainly not a birur. What it is bezin acknowledging that in this particular case, they just don't have the means to contribute. And since they can't contribute, better to close their eyes and walk away than to contribute in a way that would compromise or tarnish their reputation. According to that perspective, just one more second, so this conclusion, this isn't a method of resolving, it's a method of moving forward. So for example, if you were to take this position, it would be reasonable, right, not to have a hilchos called the alim, right? But just simply to have the halacha recorded that under certain conditions, right, the bezdin and the halacha doesn't put forward its own solution, but just allows, you know, nature to take its course. So it's interesting to note that even though what I said about the Torah is absolutely true, that the Torah in Siman Aleph in the Hakdamah to Chosha Mishpat uses this phrase to, right, convey the chaos that is the antithesis of din. But it's interesting to note that both the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch have a simen kuf lamed ches. Kuf lamed ches is the simen of shayim oksin nachlok. Kuf lamed ches is the simen of kol da'alim gamar. That's very interesting. The Rambam, on the other hand, does have the equivalent of a treatment, right? A locus to treat the din of Yachloku. That's Perek Tes, right? Hilchos Toein. That's what we've been seeing throughout, right? He has a 10 halachos or 8 halachos that are dedicated to fleshing out all the information about Yachloku. However, there is no locus. There's no venue in which the Rambam deals extensively with Kol Da'alim Gamar. That's unlike the Kuf Lamed Ches in Tur and Shulchan Aruch. In the Rambam, you don't have that kind of... That doesn't mean the halacha is not recorded. What's fascinating is that the Rambam records this halacha a couple of times, but he does so in a manner which highlights even more the... more informal, although there's one formal aspect of it too, aspect of this treatment. And we should be on the lookout for that. For example, if you look at Perek Yud, Hilchos Torah, I'm pretty sure I put it here. I hope I put it there. Yeah, this is set 4, and look on page 3. So if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Torah and Vidit on Perek Yud, Halakha Vav, and Perek Tes Vav, Halakha Dalid, this is line 20, beginning line 20 and beginning line 25. These are two Rambams. This is on page 3 of the set that we have. So the Rambam, interestingly enough, I think a telltale sign, remember that, you know, again, we're dealing with the Rambam, right? The master, when it comes to classification, he knows how to set up a topic, right? He knows how to structure a topic, etc. So one thing you usually don't do when you have a theme that you want to develop, and you want to develop carefully, which needs and requires a development, is you don't make allusions to it, you know, before you treat it. Or if you do, you say something like, you know, as I will explain, you know, in the future, right? You don't just throw out a halakha until it's been developed. That's the first rule, I would say. But that's exactly what the Rambam does. The first time that the Rambam mentions called Alam Gavar is Parak Yid Halacha Bav, where he says, Hasfina ukiyotzeba shayushnayim nechlakin aleha, according to the Gemara Bava Basra, right, the boat, right, that in which there is a dispute. Zeomer kula shali, zeomer kula shali, each one says the boat belongs to him. Bavol the Bezin, they come to Bezin. The other Echad, and one of them says, this is based on the Gemara Bava Basra that we have seen already, Tapsua, they take the bezin, ach avi edim. In other words, they're struggling over this object, right? And we have equal claims, equal evidence. We don't know what to do. And one of the baledinim says to bezin, "Listen, seize the object in question, because I am about, you know, to bring evidence" that will win this case. I'm about to bring Aiden. I have Aiden in my pocket, right? And I want to make sure that the other fellow doesn't grab the object before I can bring the conclusive proof, you know, and damage the object, hide the object, etc. That's the case. So the question is, does Bezin do that or not? So the Rambam paskins, like that Jew in the Gemara, Ein Tosnosa. Bezin is not going to intervene in this case. In Tafsu Abedin, and if they did, even though they shouldn't have, either they made a mistake, or maybe both sides appealed to them, and maybe if both sides appealed to them to do this. So the other guy said, I don't mind. Go ahead. Well, either way it happened. So then, the halach v'lamotzei edim, of course, the other guy, you know, his bark was bigger than his bite, and he wasn't able to produce the said witnesses. The amar hanichu beinenu. And then he said, now he says, okay, sorry, you know, but now it's time to release the seized object so that we can do what we're supposed to do. The Cholam is God there, he told, and whoever is stronger will win. This is the Rambam Derech Agav. The Rambam hasn't yet formulated that what should have been the Psak had it not been this intervention of Bezdin is right? Kolam is God there. Ito. It's only mentioned Derech Agav, inter alia, when he's really talked about the question of Bezdin's intervention. Would have been Ein Sholim. We don't listen to them. They don't listen to Bezdin. Biyadon ad sheyaviu edim o ad sheyod zel azeh o yichalko beretzonam ubeshua kemoshe biyam. So the Rambam kind of alludes to a psak or to a din, which he hasn't really codified yet. And that's a strange thing to do when you're such a master in organization. Now look at halacha. Tesperk says not halacha dalid. That is where the Rambam does codify this halacha. Shnayim shahayu, that's later, as you can see. Parak Yud is chapter 10, right, 10-6. And this is where he really develops the halachas, five prakim later, chapter 15, number 4. Shnayim shahayu malasad, that two people are disputing the ownership of a field. Zeomer shali, vizeomer shali, each one says the object belongs to him. Ve'ein le'echad mehem raya, right? And neither one of them has any evidence. O shehevi kalechad mehem eidim shehishalo o shalavosa. Right? O shehevi kalechad mishneim eidim shalko shnechazaka. They have no evidence. They have conflict. They have equal evidence. Pashnaim shehidu mehem elohein ashnaim atzman shehidu ben elu. Manichin osa b'yadehen. We leave it with them. And as we walk away, the cholam is God there. Yered ba. And whoever is stronger, he will emerge with the object. Then the Rambam says something important. V'yiyah ha'acher, and the other one will become motzi miyado v'olav araya. What will happen here is there will be the creation of a de facto muhzak or tisa. And the other fellow legally will now, right, have the status of motzi mechor olav araya. That's of course very interesting, because even though the Rambam is not treating this as a topic, he is telling you that de facto tisa is legally recognized by the courts. Oh, we'll see in a moment. The yah acher motz of yadav olav araya. The imba shlishi the tokaf aleihen the yar the tokam the shalkanos liminet. That's also interesting. Let's say a third party comes along and he grabs it. That he can't do. Right? We'll see that very soon. Well, so the point is that the Rambam.
What happens if the weaker guy takes control of it with court and then.
No, but once you established,
well,
I said to the guy that was a weaker one, take the Charles Apple scores, and it becomes very powerful, and he wants to go on.
Well, we'll discuss that in a couple of minutes. So is this over in the first struggle, or does it continue?
Yeah,
that's tragic. That's Machlokas Rishonim. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. That's the rush, and the rush says that, as we'll read it inside in a minute, the rush says that the first person to win, the first person to succeed, keeps the object. The Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh. I believe the Rambam holds that way also here, because Rambam says Yitzhak. Sounds that way. Yeah, sounds that way. And most Rishonim actually disagree. We'll see in a couple of minutes. Tosfos and Bam Tzvi and Bam Aleph disagrees. They'll say the other one, yeah. You keep going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And we'll see, the Shach believes that as well against the Rosh. So we'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Okay. So I just want to point out, just to start with, Kol Alam Gavar A is problematic. That's our first point.
Today it happens hands off.
Yeah, exactly. So disengagement means hands off. Exactly. So number one, it's problematic, you know, culturally. It just doesn't seem like this is such a the kind of solution that we typically, you know, put forward in the world of Torah and Halakha. That's what we're starting with. I noted that the language of the tour highlights that. It's not a question of the case. The tour is a melitza. But the use of this phrase as a melitza obviously highlights that it's not a practice which is, you know, desirable. Okay. Now the question is, how do we look at it? So the first point we're making is Machlokas Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch and the tour, or the tour of the Shulchan Aruch, treat it as a resolution of some sort, or at least as a cluster of halachos. Whereas the Rambam treats it more haphazardly. The Rambam, however, has an interesting formulation. That is that we recognize the victor, right, in that the other one then becomes the motzi. He becomes the muksak. So there is a legal consequence. One could have said, oh, it's not even that. It's just walk away and, you know, forget it. It's not our business. It is. It's walk away, but it's a walk away, but the result, right, is something that is recognized by the court. That's something in between. I believe in the Rambam that it's possibly an interim, by character, an interim solution. In other words, it isn't viewed as a long-term solution. It's viewed as a, as a skutsisa. No one's saying he's the owner. What we're saying is the other person now has the burden of the proof. Therefore, it's kind of an interim solution. I'll try to explain going forward what do I mean by what are the consequences of something being an interim rather than a final or seemingly a final solution. Okay. The idea that Kol Dal Gabar is siluk, that it's disengagement, it's walking away, is something that we find in the Tosfos Reed. I don't know if we still have the first sheet. Do we still have the first sheet?
Here, on this part of the Tosfos.
What?
Here,
Kol Dal Gabar. What about it?
Is that
the second one? Kol Dal Gabar. Yeah, because the Tosfos is comparing it to the Yachlok, 100%. So the first one that we had, this is the first one? I don't know, maybe it's the second one. Tosfos Rid. The last piece of the first sheet is Tosfos Rid. So Tosfos Rid wants to also regarding the same question. Is it set two? Oh, okay. So I think set one might have been
set two.
Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So it's really the first one of the Bava Metzias, but so the Tosfos Rid it doesn't matter. I'm just going to quote the line and I'll try to quote it clearly. So the Tosfos Reed is asking, discussing the same question. Why hear Yachloku and they're not? So the Tosfos Reed says, listen to the language. I'm interested in the language here. Now, if you remember, we spent a lot of time explaining that many people hold Shnayim Rokus and Betalus Yachloku, right? But it's a Safek, not a Badai. And it's based on Sumchus's rule that Momon Amuto B'Safek Chalkin. Among the most prominent of those positions is Tosfos Reed. So, if that's true, you know, why shouldn't we consider another option? So, if you think that the tisa of Shai Moksin is a tisa's badai, it's cheskas metalton and yachloku, we understand why there's no Kol Dal Gabar. But, if you think it's only safek, and it's not a real tisa, neither one has tisa, really, legally I'm talking about, so why not consider the alternative? Ah, so that's the Tosfos Reed. That's why when we look at the Tosfos Reed, we look at it, you know, with a little bit of anticipation. How's he going to explain that this is Dafke Yachlok? So he says, Shnayim Osim Vitalis, Pirish Dafke Oksin, the Kim Dehubi Yadam, Lo Minamu called the Alam Gavar. Listen to the language. She'ein Zed Din, She'nomar La'olim T'kof, Es HaChalash, The Tosiyat Shabiyado the Tiskebo. This is not Kol Dal Gabar is not a din, and therefore it's not something that you tell somebody legally about im lo hayushem tfusim. The point is that if there weren't two people holding on, kigod the manach besinta kamayu. For example, if it was sitting in a neutral territory, who meriven alav and they were arguing over it, then I'll read him Kol Dal Gabar. Kinevuchu perkatzkas amatim gabi hayar b'davim mitzolam betray. The dainin will call the alam gabar. I'm a talpa makarkos possess shavim. I mean, hasam zever shalavosai. Amar Nachman called alam gabar. Umashin hasam, and so on. I'm going to skip a little bit. He goes into the whole story there. Good. Abal ileke chazaka. Now I'm four lines from the bottom. But if there's no tisa, hava amri yachloku. So basically, the Tosfos Reed is basically telling us that Kol Dal Gabar is not a din, right? It's not a solution at all. Look at the last line now. Hilkach Ein Roy LeBezdin. Ladun Yachloku, right? In the case of no one holding on, Ellen Mistalkin Hain Minadin. That's the language of Siluk. Right? They withdraw from the case. The Omen Kol Dal Gabar. That's the Tosfos Reed. The Ramban, likewise, in his Chidushim, in the beginning of Bava Metzias, uses the expression Ein Mizdakakin When it comes to Kol Dalam Gabar, Ein Mizakim, and Bezim's not getting involved. They're turning their back. They're walking away. To the extent that he talks about, why is it that we have the case of Manas Shlishi, one of the cases we discussed, right? Two people deposit, one 200 and the other 100, but they deposit at the same time with a shomer. And then they come back and they say, oh, this one says, give me my 200. And he says, what do you mean give me 200?
Yeah.
Between the two of you, you gave me 300. One was two, one was one, but I wasn't supposed to know which was which. Right? And now you're arguing, right? So what's the din? Rabbi Yossi says, you take all 300 and you say, the Chacham say you take 100 of the 300 because we know that each one has 100. Right? So Rabbi Yossi says, why do you take all 300? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. At least give the undisputed hundreds back to their owner. So Rabbi Yossi says, in came my Ipsitaram. It's a deterrent, right? Or a punishment, or both. Fine. So the Ramban says, why won't Rabbi Yossi, halacha apply even in a case of Ahu Arva? Right? It's Vade Rabbi. One guy says the boat is mine. The other guy says the boat is mine. Each one's trying to steal the other guy's boat. So why do you say Kol Dalam Gabar? Why don't you say Yehi Munachat Sheyavo Eliyahu? Right? So the Ramban says, because the whole idea of Kol Dalam Gabar is that it's not a psak. It's lo mizaka kinam rei. We're walking away. So since we're walking away, even the, I'm adding a little bit, but even the public policy perspective of in came mahit sinaramai, I mean the idea that, deterrent or and punishment, even that doesn't come in here. Because if there was a method of resolving the dispute between them, then that's a factor. You have to think, maybe there'll be another dispute. Maybe it's better to solve it this way because it's better for society, right? Or it's more important to punish, the perpetrator than it is to preserve, even the amount of capital that we can, for sure preserve for the victim. That's an interesting philosophy of law, issue. But all of that, those are considerations when you are making policy. Those are policy considerations when you have your fingerprints, right, on the track. But if the idea is that you're disengaging, that you're mistalek, then there's no Kol Dalam, then there's no Vaday Ramai, right, there's no Inkei Mahitsira Ramai. That's what the Ramban says.
Yeah. Why couldn't you say that since Bezim can't be Mubarer,
right,
that it has a solution
because it isn't really a solution.
Yehmunach is a solution.
Yehmunach is a solution.
Right.
So the Ramban says to do that you have to get involved. You have to take it away from the... Notice the Ramban thinks, and this is a point I'll get to in a couple of minutes, the Ramban thinks that Kol Dalam Gabar is a siluk. But he also thinks, and this is where I understand your question, but this is the Ramban thinks that the siluk of Kol Dalam Gabar has a bit of a charm in its own right. Meaning, because Bezin doesn't have to, we don't have to presume, to be, accomplishing a just result, right, there's a certain, lack of pressure, that has, that has its own charm. That is constructive. Yeah. That's the assumption here. We'll soon see. The Ramban thinks this is true even with regard to Yahoko in a way. We'll see in a minute that the Ramban asks the question, I've mentioned this in the past, when the Rishonim asks the question, how come there's a stira between the Gemara and Mishnah and Bamatziah right here in the beginning and the Gemara and Bavasra, there are three ways you could ask it. One is to say, Maishana. That's a neutral way. Maishana means, what's the difference? How come this result here and that result there? That's a neutral way to ask the question. It just means, why the discrepancy? Then there are two non-neutral ways to ask the question. You could say, how come there in Bavasra we don't say Yachloku? Which makes it sound like we would prefer to say Yachloku. Or you could say, how come here in Bavasra we don't say Kol Dalam Gabar? Why don't we make it sound like we prefer to say The Ramban asks the question, as does the Rosh, but I'll explain the Rosh in a minute, why don't we say Kol Ha'olam Gevura here in our Mishnah, the Bar Mitzvah? The Ramban sees a certain charm in the disengagement, in the siluk aspect of Kol Ha'olam Gevura. But the Ramban says, but it comes from price. There are no policy considerations. Yeah.
So, but talis doesn't mean anything.
No, it's not a talis. It's an object. It can be anything. 100%. Very good.
And whose possession is the munach?
Very good question. Mm-hmm. So the part, most are shown with the opinion that it is bested.
Right.
However, the Rambam Rambam speaks about this halakha of Yehimunach two places. One is in Hilchos Shelo Pikadon.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he speaks about in the context of a nifka. What?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Or is that something? Do I do like one of those Xerox or
no,
Sam or copy?
Just
to make sure.
Once you say.
So the Rambam in Hilchos Shelo Pikadon says that the nifkad continues to hold on to it. In Hilchos Mechira, he has a parallel case where a moker tries to sell an object and people, throw their money at him at the same time. Right? So there the Rambam says nothing. The Magid Mishnah says Bezin holds on to it. So the Lecha Mishnah, Hilchos Sheela, says, why does the Magid Mishnah think that the Hilchos Mechira example of this is different than what the Rambam says explicitly in Hilchos She'elah about the Nifkad aspect? I think that's an important theme about Yehimunah. It's a very important question.
No, Nifkad by Arvo.
No, by
Arvo.
Oh, yeah, no, okay. Listen, but most of them think it's Bezdin. They think Bezdin will hold on to it.
Why is Bezdin involved in Marashlishi? Why can't they...
So that's a question, too. Marashlishi is a parallel issue, but some of the dynamics are different. Meaning, by that I mean, the Yehimunach, next to Kol Ha'olam Gevura, the greatest example of disengagement would appear to be Yehimunach. Except it isn't a complete disengagement. You don't have the downside of the violent, resolution in Kol Ha'olam Gevura, but you don't have the upside of a resolution. It remains a limbo. Right, so there are people who think Yehimunach is also a disengagement, as a siluk, but a different type. And then those who say, even if Kol Ha'olam Gevura is a disengagement, Yehimunach is an interim psak. Obviously it's not a long-term psak, but it's a good example of an interim psak. So I think they symbolically, if we leave it with the nifkad, we're basically saying, you know what? There's nothing we can do here anymore. We're walking away. If the Bezdin, comes in and holds on to it, and that's an interim limbo.
So
under their aegis. That's why it's a very important question. It's not just a technical question. Who's holding on to it? Like who's in charge of the storage costs? It's a very important symbolic question. I have a look at him.
Yeah. If
the Nifkad
dies, so his children have to continue holding it.
Presumably.
Mm-hmm.
Presumably, hopefully down the hill never die.
Once you say a talis is an object, then you have all these
every object. Yeah, and we have star and
star.
All sorts of good things. Shtar batuk and b'shtar.
All verified by Yisrael too. The Rambam says, right? By Yisrael, there's a dispute about
Yisrael. Yeah, sure.
They get to
Karka too.
So we have
different things, right? Sorry.
Yeah. The Rambam will have to formulate exactly when you disengage and when you...
Sure. And he does. He tries. Ritva is a different form. Again, I'm only going to take Kol Ha'olam because we want to move on to the next Gemara. This is so fascinating and there's so much material.
Yeah.
But each of the resolutions
has
to be analyzed. And so when I said in the beginning of the year, when we started about Metzia at least, I'm set too. That there's like what I call a meta halachic question, and that is, not only what is the nature of each, you have to know what is the nature of each, resolution or method of resolution. You also have to, and then can you begin to try to figure out, whether there's a hierarchy and what's preferable, and whether factors like shalom or din or pshara or you know, with preservation of the capital of the victim, deterrent and punishment of the criminal. You know, how all these things, you know, the reputation of Beis Din, you know, doing something constructive as opposed to walking away. I think these are very fascinating things, but you have to put a lot of time and effort into isolating, you know, whatever you can know by, you know, by one. The only way to do that, since nobody's explicit, is this kind of analysis and juxtaposing one against the other once you've done it. That takes a very long time, but that's what needs to be done. Yeah.
The problem with getting Munach and Beis Din is you take a productive asset out of society and just hang there in limbo.
Well, either way, it's going to be in limbo.
A limbo, or they're going to finish it out, and whoever gets it.
Oh, called Al Gabar, yeah, 100%.
That's the problem with getting Munach.
Yeah. So whether or not, yeah, that doesn't mean whether it's Beis or Nitzchak. You mean in general, Yehi Munach.
I'm saying that's
limbo. That's why I say there. If you ask me which is more constructive, Yehi Munach or Kol Am Gabar, I couldn't answer you because they're different. They're you know, each one has different pros and cons.
Right.
Which is exactly, you get a solution in Kol Am Gabar. You might even get the right solution, as we'll discuss in a minute. But you, Yehi Munach, you don't cause any loss. Or at least, you know, you haven't miscarried justice, so you're going to be in limbo.
The asset wasn't worth anything, they wouldn't be fighting about it.
Right. Right, but not all assets are worth something to society.
For sure.
I mean, I guess in a capitalistic society, so people are sitting, if they take their money and they put it in mattresses and it's not going to be used, you know, in any way in the economy, so that's, you know, that's economically not constructive, I guess. But no, unless economic activity is constructive. Right. Yeah. But what I'm saying, but there might be other, you know, and, there might be other, you know, objects. Like we're saying it's not a talus, so you know, it's you have an aesthetic object.
The fire is Munach.
Yeah.
You can't look and see what the fire is.
According to the pshara is used.
Mm-hmm.
A pshara.
But pshara has its upside for shalom.
Yeah.
But sometimes it has its downside for din. That's what we'll discuss. Anyway, so let's look at a different perspective, and that's the rush. So far, we're talking about disengagement and or creating an interim solution, right? For Yehi Munach, certainly, but for the Rambam, and creating a muksak, right? About which we'll say, but for the other one, most of the Chavala arrived. Is there anybody who thinks that Kol Am Gabar is really a real solution? It's a din. It's a din of Beis Din. It's a din of Birur. Ah. So I think that the answer is no. I shouldn't say that. In the Rishonim, I think the answer is no. But the Rosh's view, Rosh's famous view, was taken by many Achronim exactly to be that. In other words, to be that Kol Am Gabar is a Birur and a din. Why? What does the Rosh say? So the Rosh appears in three different places. He uses a very parallel language in all three, and he says the following. So let's look at the Rosh.
Page one.
Page two
or four.
No, page one
of
six.
Oh,
page one.
Now, is it page one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I said backwards.
Pretty good. 13 and something.
Correct. Number.
Yeah, the Rosh.
Yeah, let's start with Bava Basra. I might as well. We'll start with Bava Basra. And we'll get back to it. Zamar Shalabosa, Zamar Shalabosa. That's the case there. Omar Nachman called Alam Gabar. I called Alam Gabar. Dinahu. Right? Ooh, already sounds like. Did we just pass from the Shem who said, Eino Din? Right? That's what Tosrit said, anyway. Dinahu. The Kol Misha Gavar Yodo B'Pam Rishona, whoever, this is the question you asked me before, whoever is the first victor, Shalom, he will be his, Ad Shiyavi Chaveh Araya. Right, he becomes the owner until someone can prove otherwise. The Kol Zman Shalom Yavi Raya, as long as the other fellow cannot bring proof, Af Im Tigvar Yodo, even if the weaker one, the original weaker one, that's drastic, right? All of a sudden he bones up in the gym or whatever it is, or he just, you know, is lucky next time, he's more persistent. Or maybe. So lo shav kinan le la fuke mine. We don't allow him to make a comeback. Now, it's fascinating about the Rosh, is the Rosh now seems to give two explanations for this. One is a very pragmatic one. So what's fascinating is, the first one is more of a policy. Like, you know, and again, it feeds into what we said before. And this chaos and this violence is not something we're so comfortable with. We certainly don't want to perpetuate it. Right? So at least let it come to an end. That's the first point. Now, you could have said, that's Dina. I mean, that the result is Dina. Meaning they were kobeya, you know, that this is how to do it. It's arbitrary. You know, it's arbitrary, but it's an arbitrary, you know, decisive arbitrary. Oh. But then the Rush goes on and says, and it's not clear whether this is an additional point. I personally think it's not. The Samchu al Zeh, and we rely on the fact, listen to this, the Kol Mishadin Imo, whoever has justice on his side, Karov Lahavi riots. Mm-hmm. He will have an easier time, or he'll be able in the end to bring proof. That's number one. Va'ot Misha Dinimo Gimser Nafsho Lahamid Shalo Biyado Bimashim Sar Acher Ligzo. So again, because justice, the power of knowing that you're right, it gives you extra strength or tenacity. I think that's one aspect. There are all these, you know, studies now, you know, about man's psychology. So I guess the financial people certainly, you know, they know about all of this, right? People are risk averse or loss averse, right, in a manner which defies logic. By that I mean, you know, they do all these studies now. So a person will hold on to a losing stock, you know, even if they could take the same amount of money, they prove this again and again, right? You take the money and put it in a more productive vehicle. Mm-hmm. People are loss averse. They don't want to admit that they made a mistake, so they'll stick with. I don't know if they'll throw bad, you know, good money after bad, I guess is the expression. But it's not that that's an example of it, but it's psychology of men. You can give exact same pros and cons, the same stakes, but if even just in formulation, if you formulate something, if you have an opportunity for a gain, or you know there's a possibility of a loss, people respond in a totally different way. So I think that the point of the Rush, I think the Rush is ahead of its time. There's two things. Number one, justice. When I know that I'm right, it just gives me more chizuk. The adrenaline flows. Okay. But in addition to that, for the Goslin, this is ill-gotten, number one, and gains, number two. You know, it's a lark. It's a profit. For the owner, right, this is an unjust criminal. That's one aspect, but it's also a loss, right? And people are more tenacious when it comes to, you know, preventing losses. Even if it's the exact same amount of money on the table, it won't affect their bank account or their lifestyle. Keys on the contrary, right? They would do much better if they'd accept their loss and move on. It's a certain tenacity that people have. That's what the Rosh is saying. I think both of these things. The Goslin will say, Yomar, Ma Betsa She'em Sarnafshi, is another practical consideration for him being less committed, and that is, well, you know, I'm going to put in all this effort, it's poor Goslin. Vayoma Lamachar Yavi Raya Vyotsen Miyadi. Right? The guy who is the real owner, he knows that his struggle not only is just, but in the end of the day, right, he's not worried that he's going to lose the object legally, because he knows that he's done his. But the poor Goslin, you know, he's going to put in so much effort, and then at the end of the day, the guy's going to have a, you know, Aiden that it really belongs to him, and his effort was wasted. I'm not really sympathetic.
The guy from Tanakh with Shlomo HaMelech, with the two mothers and the baby.
Yeah, 100%. Right? So basically, this is the Rosh. Now, the Achronim took this Rosh. This formulation of the Rosh appears in three places. We'll see the other two in just a minute. They said, oh, the Rosh psychologically figured out that Kol Da'alim Gavar is a Birur. That's number one. Some of them thought it's practically a Din Vadai. If you look at the Achronim, it's amazing what they do with this Rosh. They're just so excited about it that they project that it's a Birur. Some of them project that it's a Psak. We'll see a little bit of this going forward, but some of the later Achronim in particular. Where else does the Rosh say this? So, this works very well to what he's saying here. What's the Rosh? The Rosh is the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of the Rosh? The concept of Kol Da'alim Gavar, because it's not clear in the Gemara at all. Gemara says Kol Da'alim Gavar. Right? Doesn't say what happens, your question, and what happens if the if the loser comes back and wins it tomorrow.
Round two.
It says we just don't know. As far as I know, the first person to issue this particular psak is the Rosh. Unless you say that's the Pshat, but the Ram isn't as explicit. If you look at Tosfos on Bava Ben Aleph, we learned Bava Ben Aleph already when we talked about Shimon and Yaakov. All right. So look at the bottom Tosfos though. The Hohacha the Chitak v'Kohen. It doesn't matter. This sugya is not. I mean, it is important, but you can understand what I want without it. Nira the Hakimi Bailey, the Nesusa. There's like a certain dispute about this. What's a Nesusa? Bathhouse, I guess. Or a spa. That was the same today. Kibin the Mekakoihi Vahabadina called Alam Gabar. This Nesusa, you know, everybody's disputing. There's a disputed ownership. Each one says it belongs to him. And the Psak should be called Alam Gabar. The Kibin the Mtakfa Ha'echa, says the Tosus. Since if one guy were to grab it and then win it, he'd be the gabar, right? The ignisha kishahi biyado, and let's say when it was in his hands, he gave it to Hektish. Right, we talked a little about this a few weeks ago. So the samas sulopaka afilu chazer chaver v'talk from imenu. So then let's say the other guy the next day came back with a bigger army or bigger biceps or better strategy, as the case may be, and he beat him up and he took it back. Right, but he already gave it to Hektish. The Tosfos says in the Stama, he can't win it back once it already belonged, was given to Hektish. But the question is, Ki Ignisha below Takfa Navi Hektish? But let's say he didn't give it. He didn't grab it first. Pudilba Kibida Filu Gabar Ha'echan Inachal Hashini Lasso and Tokfa Nen Zocha, or shall we say that in a regular case, if the guy grabs it, the other guy grabs it tomorrow, so it goes back to the other guy tomorrow. So who I did? Hiktish below Tokfa. What it's supposed to assume, without any fuss or fanfare, no announcements, it just assumes it's ever postured against the Rush. Namely, that Kol Da'alim Gavar is a recurring story. So the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Basra, look here, line 21, a very interesting Shita Kubetzes in Bava Basra quotes the Rush. Amrav Nachman called on Gavar, Amar Shekosav Arash, everybody see it? The Psaka, Komisha Tigaber Yodo, the Pam Rishona, etc. Kosav Shita Lanoda Lami, some anonymous Rishon that said, the Elad Vari made a Berur Metzli. I don't think this is so clear. Shatam Shama called Alam Gavar, because what's the reasoning behind called Alam Gavar? Bipnei Shein Bezdin Zekukim Li Zokek Ledinam. What does that mean? See, look, Bezin's not bothering. Bezin's disengaging. Kim to like a drawer of the Mamona the Travayu, but like to make him a lot of Milsa. The key, for whatever reason, the Kim and Shekane, but if it's really a withdrawal, then Noachla Nicham Lasos Kiratona. Let them fight it out as much as they want. What do you mean, Bezin's postulating that the first guy to win wins? That's not disengagement, is it? Falo Nasa Anu. Din, we shouldn't be pronouncing psakim here. Shiyaka lovely day toes. Here we go. Kol mishav is gaber yad b'kol pam. Harei b'shusa adzit tigaber yad ha'echad. Or it should be ha'achar, I think. O b'zroa, o b'raya. It doesn't always have to be with fighting, but we prefer it be with raya. Meaning, since Kolam Rabar is Siluk, the Rosh is wrong. But what's fascinating is that the Shach actually likes the Rosh, the general, and the Shach doesn't like this Psak. If you look at the Shach, I think I have it here. And Shach Chosh Mishpat Kuf Lamed Tes. You just see that the first look at Shulchan Aruch is on page 4. Shulchan Aruch Chosh Mishpat Kuf Lamed Tes. Just look at the Sipala. Shaim Shechalukim. I remember I said Kuf Lamed Tes is a simon of Kaldam. Shaim Shechalukim B'davar. Two people arguing. The aim Shum Echamim Muksak Po, and neither one has any kind of tisa. Kahi Arvo Davin Bin Tzolametre. Like a boat. Oh, what do you mean, like a boat? Where did that come from? The Gemara, exactly. The Kolchad Amar Didihi. So the halakha is called Alim Gavar, or Gavar. The Oso Shetigbar Yado Tchila, the first person to win. Hushalo Hachi Yavi Hakaraya. What's that? Where did he get that from? The answer is the Torah. Paskin is like his father. The Shulchan be the Rosh. The Rosh is the father of the Torah. The Torah accepted the Rosh's Psak, and the Shulchan Aruch accepted this Psak as well. Umiyu, Shekenegdo Yochel HaShviyo, we'll discuss that in a second. However, you could impose the Shvuah on the other guy. At least you could say, listen, you swear that it's not mine. That's Eruven beats up Shimon, takes the object. He's going to walk away. But at least he can say, Shimon can say, at least take a Shvuah, that it's really yours, and that it's not mine. We'll see that in a minute. That's also from the Rosh. The Tzorch Lishava Shu Shavah. The Chol's Man, Shemo Yavi HaAcharaya, Hafen Tig Bayado, Ein Menichen Likach, Mizeh Shugah Bayado Tchila. You can't have this recurring struggle. It's the round one, and that's the end. That's because we pass. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskening, like the Rosh. Two Psachim of the Rosh. This Psak and the Psak that you can impose a Shua, which you see is also a Rosh. The Shach disagrees. Shach says, Ayin, the Kaman, Simen, Reish, Men, Hei, Sipid, Aleph. The Das, the Tosus, Parakaman, Bab, and Tzid, Abav, and Aleph, the Tosus that we just read, Ubagos, Mordechai, Ubagos, Ashri, Vahaguda, Vashemri, all these Rishonim, Nir Lahedja, seems explicit, Dimchad, of a talk from Men, and Zochet, Ayin, Shach. The Chenu, Bagos, Maimunios, so Perik is a Toein, Ubav, and Shubas, Mabit, right? The Shevos, Ashnios, Simen, Lam, and Aleph, Ladaiti is Shtamit, Ladaiti, Yosef, Kol, Anach, Machabrim. He says, I don't understand why the Beis Yosef omitted all these Cholkim. Sorry, lo hevim b'sifro Beis Yosef klal. Beis Yosef had one of the best libraries ever, right? You know, a couple of hundred years later, the Shach had one of the best libraries ever. I mean, they had huge resources. So he says, I don't understand why the Beis Yosef doesn't quote the Cholkim Keneged, the Rosh, and why in the Shulchan Aruch he quotes Paskins like the Rosh. He should realize, like I do, that the Rosh's view is an interesting view, but it's a minority view. This is the Shach speaking. Hilchah Chmir Ladina against Shulchan Aruch in Chazav Atakva Ein Matzim Miado Kivin the Plutas or Avasahi. It's a Machlokas Rishonim the Gam Ruba Ninu. The Rove Rishonim don't agree with this Rosh. Very fascinating argument. Now the Shach happens to like the Rosh's view of Birur. Is it possible to say Birur and still say it doesn't end in round one? Sure. If you hold that it ends in round one, right, it makes a lot of, you could say for two reasons. You could even say, see, it's fascinating. In other words, we're playing this ball. The Shidduch Bet says, oh, Rosh is wrong because it's Siluk, implying that this depends on Siluk and Birur. And on the surface, that's what I would say too. Right, if it's Birur, then there's a Psak, there's the end of it, and if it's a Siluk, then it keeps going on. However, the first lines of the Rosh, before he introduced the Birur, already established that it ends at round one for a different reason, for a policy reason. Namely, you know, we don't want to. It's enough that we're going to say called Alam Gavar in a case. We don't want to perpetuate this particular struggle, not between the parties and not as a factor in society. So even if you hold Siluk, maybe you should end in round one. But by the same token, even if you hold Birur, which the Shach really does, the Shach holds like this, the Rosh generally, you might say that it doesn't end in round one. Because we're talking about the tenacity, let's say, of the true owner. So his tenacity always expresses, it's his tenacity. Tenacity doesn't express itself in being, you know, the victor in round one. means he won't give up. He won't resign his fate to the other fellow's superior strength. Sometimes that takes longer. Right? So it's very interesting you have this interesting machlokas.
It seems from the Shach that but the first Tokay can recapture it, can he?
Yeah, it keeps going.
He disagrees
with the Rosh.
Like after round two, it's finished.
No. No. That's what he says.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's what he says. Dukach Nero Ludina, the Mkhazim Atakva, Amosim Yadno. And so on and so forth.
Yeah.
It'll just keep going back and forth.
Yeah.
Why should it be that round two is more yichus than round one? It just means, you know, it keeps going. Okay. Now, what's the second time that the Rosh speaks about it? So look at the second one. That's about the beginning of the Tzitzit. And here too I think it's very meduyak, both aspects, as I'll explain. Number one is, I mentioned before, when you ask the question, how come our Mishnah is local? How dare we say called Alim? You can ask it in three ways. Maishna, right, just pointing out the difference. Or, why not Yachoku there, why not Kol Da'alim here? The Rosh clearly asks it, our Tosis, by the way, on the Beis Amidah, asks it neutrally. Not clear. Some Rishonim actually say, Maishna, like the Rosh, Bam and Bavasra. But it's, in our Tosis, you don't get an inkling which way he wants to go with it. Tosis Bavasra you do, but not Tosis here. The Rosh is explicit. The Rosh starts off by saying, we should be saying Kol Da'alim here. Why would anybody want to say Kol Da'alim when you could say Achonkos? Yeah, I'll show you in a second. His answer is, L'shitaso, you're not going to say Kol Da'alim when you're going to say Achonkos for Torah's Badai. If the Achonkos was a Safek, and you wanted to say Kol Da'alim, no. So the Rosh ends up L'shitaso in two things. But why did it start off thinking Kol Da'alim is so great that you'd want to say it instead of Achonkos? Again, the answer is, of course we're not going to say it when it's Yachoku or Badai, because each one has Tzvisas Metalkolin. If somebody has the Tzvisas Metalkolin, you're not going to say Kol Alam Gavar. That's the idea of Tzvisas Metalkolin. I show up in the shuk and I'm holding a hat. And you say to me, it's my hat, but who's holding it?
But you say,
Chazaka Kol Mash, 1 second, Chazaka Kol Mash Shetachas Yad Adam, Hare Shalo. There's nothing to talk about. But that's once we know that even though it's Shnayim, Ochzim, that's Kolachad Bechetzi, this whole phase, that Kol Hachetzi. Until we knew that, Kol Da'alim was very attractive. Why was it attractive? So what I want to explain is, because the Rosh L'Shitaso thinks that Kol Da'alim isn't just completely disengagement, there's an aspect, it's a constructive chaos, a chaos which mostly should work. Okay, then it's done the attraction. So look at the Rosh quickly for a second, and I'll take a question. Shine also the talent ceremony, the Sasiya, Zerman, the Sasiya, the Makam Shi, Shom Hotzon, Kagon Pir, Sharupa, Kutim, Zerman Kulish Shali, Zerman Kulish Shali, etc. Say Shom Hashem Baba, Pachas Me, Katsas, Say Shom Hashem Baba, Pachas Me, Katsi, Mechoko. Now he goes. The Kiva the Shem Bad with Fanenu, right? Mukzaka Meguva Talis, since both are present, each one holding on. A new Tzrichin Litzok Lehem Din Chalukah, we must Paskin for them Chalukah. The Kol Dabar, She'anu Roin, Biad Adam, In other words, we would like to say Kol Da'alim Gavar, but one more second, let me finish reading the Rosh, I'll take a question. We will not say it when two people show up, each bevadai holding what he's holding. Afa pi she'acher ma'arav omishuliyai, but each one's saying the other guy's a liar. Right? And they're both holding. Kiramina gavinaskin rabava, chashbin and gazman, afa gav gamina chatvi didi chatvi, hilkachiyav shalitzo kan, Din Kol Da'alim Gavar, and that's why we can't pass in Kol Da'alim Gavar here, because each one is Vadai, Tofe is like Tis Metalfun Bechef. That's the only reason. Kiramina Gavichas Kasabatin Gabe Arva, Iomer Didi, Iomer Didi, Zomer Shalabosa, Zomer Shalabosa. The Hossam Shiny, in the case of Balbatra, it's different. Why? She'ain Echad Mukhsak, Bidabar, Shema'arun Allah. No one's holding on. Ain Bezin Mechuyabin, Limchos, Limishabalikach Dabar. The problem is, in our case, if you were going to take it away from one of them, or both of them, and throw it in the middle and say, you know, Kalam Baba, we'd be a Gazlin! Because each one has Kaskas Vitalkalin. Chazaka Harehu Shavuot. But if there's no problem of this, it's very unique the way he's saying it. But if Bez didn't have to object to some act of Gezel, we'd love to say Kol Dalam Gavhar. Why? What's so attractive about it? Right? Hilkach, Ein Roy Lipsuk Lahem Din Chalukah, Shema Nafsid Lechad Shaloka Din. The answer is two things. Here he says it. Number one, when you say Yachloku, and we really know 90%, 99%, that it really belongs to one and not the other, what are you doing? You are institutionalizing the loss of the real owner, half of his loss. Oh, you're preserving half of his property, right? But you're also institutionalizing his loss, as opposed to Kol Da'alim. What happens there? Let's start with this. There's a 50% chance. Don't say we don't know who's stronger, who's weaker, who's whatever. There's a 50% chance you get the right result. There's a 50% chance that you'll get the worst result. It's all or nothing. But there's an all. Now, what if we can do something to increase the odds? So it isn't 50-50 all or nothing. Right? That might be even more attractive. V'yosa roi lomar lahem shakomi shetagadra yodah v'koach obaraya sheyizke v'somchin al zeh shemisha dinimo karav lahami rayos. Exactly the same language as in Bava Basra. V'od misha dinimo moser nafsha lahamid shalobi yadi yosa mimasha moser ha'acher nafsha ligzal. He's going to show greater than Messias Nefesh because justice is on his side. But oh, Yomar Zed, the God will say, "Mad Bawai, you're going to put in such an effort." Shem Sonashi, Vayomar, the Macha Yabi, Raya, the Ozenami, Yadi. Avalacha, the Shem, Muxaka, the Gupatan, the Fanu Muchiyabim, Limchal Shalom, Yigzal, Ha'echon, is Chaver. We can't do as much as we love Kol Da'alim Gavar because we've just shown that it has two advantages, or maybe it's one advantage, namely, there's a 50% chance of justice being served, and there's even more of a 50% chance because, right, there is a, it's weighted to the side of the just. So Hilkach, but still, you still can't do gzela in order to say it. Hilkach Hamayinu Poskim and Kol Alam Gavar Echad Meir Mayer goes on Mashav Yad Chaveiro. Hilkach and Shichem Disoklan Din Chaluka. Yeah.
I'm very glad I'm here for Hanukkah listening to your thing, but I think that's the difference between karka and metalkin.
Well, in karka, there might not be tfisa. I think that's what you're saying. And that's a very good point. Some Rishonim think that Shtaymos and Chachok applies to karka, but they probably think it's a safek. But the Rosh probably thinks it's metalkin. Very good.
What about the shnur?
Oh, the next piece. So let's now look at the Shmua. That's the Tshuva Sarash, the third time that he says it. You'll see again, he uses the same language. When somebody uses the same formulation three times in different places, when people quote themselves, right, it's usually something that they've worked out. They've thought about it a lot, they've honed the formulation. That's because these are all written in different points. Yeah.
They're not considering other alternatives, right?
The Rishonim discussed that too. I'm just zeroing in because I don't have so much time and I want to. But yeah, I mean, now, you know, Rishonim said, why isn't every Kol Da'alim a Yehemunach? Why isn't every Yehemunach? Partly the Gemara asks these questions, right? The Gemara here, which we read, based on the base to Gimel and Aleph, and also in Valdastra, which we'll speak a little more about, on Lamed Dalid, bottom of Lamed Dalid on the base to Lamed Hay on the base. They discuss that. What about Tashir Zadaini? What about etc.? Now, the Tshuva Sarash is fascinating as well. Mori She'eri uses the relative, right? She'er Basar. Rav Shlomo Halevi. Yafa Kasaf, Dal Adin Shenifsak. Kol Da'alim Gavar. The Gavar Yad Echad, the Tafas, one guy, you know, prevailed, right? She'kenegdo, Yachal Hashbio, She'vedin Tafas. So the guy who loses could say, you know what? Fine, I lost, but I insist that you at least take a shul. I'm on the paskina and called Abu Gavar, says the Rosh. This is very important because the Rosh is the biru person. Some Achronim said, oh, he thinks it's a psak halacha. Right? No, I think it's more Nishma Benotel. I'm not sure. I think it's Nishma Benotel. Called Alim, on the paskina and called Abu Gavar. Lab dinahu. This is the Rosh talking. It's not a din. The much of the name are Bezdin. Right, Piskuli is the Rosh. Now he's telling you what he really thinks. Called Alim Gabar, the Gabra Yadi Vizachisi Mikwach Bezdin. Deimei Lishama. What are you going to say? It's a psak. Benson gave it to you as a positive at the end of the process. So then, why do you have the right to demand a shvuah? Ella, rather, machmas she'ein Benson yicholim levar shomiyu. Benson can't tell who it is. The ancient mechon name muksak. No one has muksakos. Amru Chazal called Alam Gabar. The samchu chachamim all there. Now again, the same words. You could just put quotations about it. Ki also shamam and shelo yosim nafshu bekapo lihilachim shelo yigzalachar mamoni's going to put in more effort. I'm saying also because he's risk averse and also because he knows justice is on his side and that, you know, gives him added adrenaline. From the shakar l'tal torah kulahai, right? And gan yarei shema yimatzei hala eidim la'achar zman shu shelo. Say, oh, the government center put all this effort in there. Lose it, it would be a tzorich lot zero, right? So many achronim who didn't see the tshuva or didn't pay attention to language thought, oh, that's exactly why it's a birur and a din, right? The Rosh is saying, no, it's not a birur, it's not a din, but it's also not pure chaos. It's not disengagement, because can Bezim disengage to the law of the jungle? What the Rosh needed was, number one, there's more than a 50. There's a 50% chance of all. There's a 50% chance of nothing. And this is chaos. The answer is, if there objectively, psychologically, is more reason to think that this will work, that it would work. Right? Even though it's not chaos, it's disengagement. There's a method to the disengagement as well. In most cases, it's going to turn out okay. The key to the law, Dina hu matzi idach l'neimer ishtabali the Bedin Tafasta. Arrive the Karakaskas Abatim, and so on.
Somebody doesn't say that God must be on the side of the victim.
He doesn't say
that. Yeah. It's kind of
metaphysical. Well, if he said it, it would be interesting.
Right.
But this is a very pragmatic approach that the Rosh is taking. A psychologically deep approach, right? If you buy it. Yeah. But he's not. It's not theological. There's nothing theological. Except for maybe the idea that a person was justice on the side, but that's also deeply psychological. The adrenaline aspect.
I would be happy with a kind of theological.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So the Russian doesn't want to swear, can he take it to best enforcement?
No, if he doesn't want to swear, it'll take it away from him, presumably.
Then what? Then the fight goes on?
If you want to keep it,
then the second guy can.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But if you look at the so two things. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch again, Sif Aleph, just again, in, you know, in terms of the anatomy of a psak, how psak is the Shulchan Aruch is passing these two dinim and the Rosh. Number one, and from the Rosh's point of view, they both really make a lot of sense. Or number one, that it ends after round one. And number two, that you need to require a shvuah. The drisha, I forget, it doesn't make a difference. The Baal Asma, he wrote the drisha and the prisha on the tour. So they say, you know, you could really argue with this tshuva the rush. They don't say that they do. They just said that you could, meaning in theory, you don't have to accept the tshuva the rush. Number one, you might take the kol alam gabar, they say, and maybe they're the earliest ones to say it, is a real psak din because of the reasoning of the rush. It's a real psak din, you don't need a shvuah. Number two, and this is also fascinating, maybe even if Kol D'Alam works, it doesn't work as a final solution. It's an interim solution. That's where I got my formulation of interims. They apply it to this. I've been, you know, projecting onto the Rambam, and I'll show you in a different Rishon, I think also where it's explicit. Meaning, it's true we say Kol D'Alam, but we don't really pretend or project that this is the final solution. We're saying, listen, we want, like you said, we'd like to go forward. Paralysis is not a healthy thing. Whether it's because of the idea of you know, returning the goods and their benefits, you know, to society, or just about the people themselves sort of having some sort of a resolution, I suspect it's more the second than the first. I think the first is more of a very modern concept, or in modern economy than the anyway, and even now I'm not sure. But I think it's a fascinating thing. So the way the Drisha says is, if it's a psak, and the psak doesn't include a shvua, then there doesn't have to be a shvua, because the psak patur is vadai. And if it's an interim psak, who says that a shvua is necessary for an interim psak? So he says, you could argue. The first person to say this is the Rosh. It just got codified in the Shulchan Aruch. So like, you open up the Shulchan Aruch, oh, this is like, you think it's a Gemara. It's not a Gemara. The Rosh, neither of these meanim are Gemaras, and they're disputed. and they're mechudash. So let me give you another example, especially in this interim. That's special chiddush. Because the Gemara says, but we'll discuss whether or not that's treated differently. What? No, this is in advance for the dispute. Kol Adam Gavar Gavar is part of the solution. Right, the toket betalisa shel chavero is part of the problem.
The loser can be much be him.
What do you mean loser can be?
No, the guy that lost it can be tell the toket that you have to take a shvur.
Are you talking about the palace? That's the rush. It's kiddush.
So it could be that it is.
Not everybody agrees. I mean, the rush says that.
And it could be war, but you still have to take a shvur. Just like Shlomo
Klein, the saying, the Mishnah it says it's Shua, and the Gemara, for that reason, we read, you know, last week the question of Simchas and Rabbanon. We read the Gemara on Hamad Beis. You know, Kiva the Zet Tov Tziyomer, the Zet Tov Tzvi Shua Zulama. The Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Shalei Kach Meichal Tov Tzvi Shokade." So you'll see when it comes to the question of Eidechon Misayeh, Potem and Ashua, that's a topic that we'll get to very soon. So I'm trying to say only the Shvur of this Mishnah, because that's the Chudash Shvur, Sholei Kalecha Tov Ke, Betalei Seh Shvur Chaver. It's not a paradigm for other Shvurs. It's a special din. Right? It's a din that's in the Mishnah, and then that the Gemara was felt the need to justify, but did. The Rush, you know, is just projecting that there's a Shvur. It's not the Mishnah, it's not the Gemara. The Rishonim don't say it. The Gorim didn't say it.
No, but I'm just saying that by Kodam Gvar, even as a viewer,
No, that's what Rosh is saying. It's a big possibility.
Sure.
I mean, but sometimes, I'm saying we have rules about that sort of thing, but we don't have the rule here. So, you know.
Oh, another, Eidecha did come in, it's having Potter from the Shua also.
Well, if you had Eidecha, there would be a few Shua to begin with, who is a right. But that's a different story. And we'll get to that. Okay, anyways. Let's look at another case. We're running out of time. Just let me look at another case quickly. Baba Kama Kufid Zayin Amid Aleph. That's on page 2. Very interesting Gemara. Ha'ushuta da'ava manso la betray. Another mansu. You know, mansu. They're arguing. Shuta is, I think they say machmores hadagim or something. Whatever it is, it's... you know, they're arguing about something, about some property, maybe a catch of fish, whatever it is. Hayomer Diviu, Hayomer Diviu, again, mutually exclusive claims. Oh, this case, what happened was, instead of, you know, giving it to Hekdesh, which is the Gemara and Abba Bar Aleph, right, so Ozal Chad Minayu did word in Masra Lefar Far Hegna de Malka. He gave it to the government. You know, he paid his taxes with it, or he didn't pay, or he bought off the government with it. So, Amar Abaya, Yachalomer Ana, Kimotsri, did he monstri? I can do whatever I want with my own money. So he called Alam Gavard, he got this in his possession, right? And then he gave it to the government. So Abaya says, why not? He can do whatever he wants to. If he has in his own money, can he give it to the government? He just can't give somebody else's money to the government. That's Mesira. The connotation of the government here, of course, as you understand, you know, is the, you know, the dark government. Okay. Amalei Rabba, oh, Kavini! He could do this kind of thing. Elava Rabba, Mishantina Lei. If he does that, Hadamaisuwe, Bekoy Dibina. He's not allowed to take the object that he wins with Kol Adam Gavar and give it over to the government. Like putting it out of play. As it were. Well, there are things, this is a fascinating Gemara, there are things that you can and cannot do with the object of the tzak of Kol Adam Gavar. So you understand very well, if Kol Adam Gavar means that we really believe that the first self owns it, and you can do whatever he wants with his object. If we remain in a state of tzak, if we consider this to be something that is an interim solution, so then if you've created a final solution by putting it out of breach. That isn't fair. Or, let's say the other guy has the right to struggle with round two. Right? So you've either imposed a final solution when you shouldn't have or had no right to, right? Or you've cut off his avenue of further, you know, alim, you know, which would have proved or at least established, you know, his rights. And of course, you have the right to do that. So it's a fascinating case, or it could be a fascinating case. So what happens here? So the Rabbi Yonah's son, look at the Shidduch Betz from Rabbi Yonah's son, the same page, number 32, says, yeah, that's exactly it. The issue is this an interim kind of a psak? What's Novea from what he says? Amalei Rabba kol kamine. Rabba says, you can't do that. Tafagav the dinu de kol da'am gabar. Why not? Right now it's his. He won. Right? He's stronger. Hani milalak zikali atzma, says Rabba. Rabbi Yonah will explain Rabba. He can keep it for himself. He has a chus tisa. Shem yavi asheni, shechole kenegdo, edim, shalohav, yachol imposo imenu. But it has to have the option that the guy can still bring edim and take it away from him. He can't put it out of
reach.
Out of reach. Aval shem serenu l'mishale yuchalodo, tziyam yado, kulon zeshen, sarum, l'gizbra, melech, osur, b'lav koki, he doesn't have the right. The other mitkari matzor, that's called mesira. Elav arava mishamtinan le lezeh shematzor malchus sheivdenu bekiflayim or kiflay kiflay. You have to spend, you know, a lot of money to get it back from the gizbar amalach. The avon shneim ladun b'din beis Yisrael. Those are shaliyim shalohi. Let's finish up this part. So it's kalel shekhan v'dam b'bitul nazdin. Okay, fine. The Raivid, that's a slightly different shot, two shot. Look at the Raivid, number 4 or 5. Hahushuta Pirsh Machteshes Gedola Munachas Makarka, Navaminsula de Tre, they're arguing. Kopkad Minayu Mitsarla for Hanga Malka, Abra Bay Yakal member in Masri with the Dimasri Perish. I shoot the kibzo topsi ba dina kol da'om gabar, the psak is kol da'om gabar, kya hu arba de parfes sabat him. Om rabaya, kim de dina da'i kol da'om gabar, neymar amar hech, the guy will say, ana gabar minach, I am stronger, I prevail, to mashvina gabra amma, the charikai. So, my shliach to receive this, it's fascinating. Now I'm going to appoint my representative is the gizbar melech. Amalei Rabba, so Rabba says, and he's now going to, you know, help me, you know, keep this away from you. Amalei Rabba, kol kamine demashve gavet tute, you're allowed to appoint a champion. You're allowed to get other people involved here and use other mechanisms, you know, to keep it away from him. Hilkach mishamtina land demaisle and atani travay v'dina v'daini hodina kol ha'om gavar hodina depal gila b'shua mikol makol mikami yelispek. Love Dinahu? So a copy of Logamar? Wow. Okay. Then the Raivid has something that's even more amazing. Neo Omer says the Raivid. The high Dina is a cold down Gavar, Lav Dinahatuchain, the Olam. It's never a real Psak, and it's never a final Psak. The Olam Hashta, the Shakale Hashta, and the boss of Zidna Olam Idach. He doesn't hold like the Rush. If the other guy in round two comes back, he'll win. The Shachar Lamak Dinamine. Therefore, Vishumachi, Shapir Don Rava, the Lesuma, the Lamko Kamino, is Bune, Velola Urta, meaning, he can't sell it even. One thing to say, he can't give it to the Gizbar Melech, because that's the Mesira, and no one can get it from him. So no, he can't be Makdishit, he can't be Morishit, and he can't be Mocharit. That's the right. The Rajba took the Raivid even a step further. Harajba kasam in Masri b'di Masri klomar kivin delei adena in mar d'mar kol na'om gaba. We don't know how to paskin, so we paskin kol na'om gaba. B'amalei rava rav kol kamini can't do that. The mukin gaba tute ele misham tina the b'ayisi v'koyim b'dina v'dayni dayni odina alim alim v'kshru v'chod l'atpasek dina inu leislim limsar halmad hayakati l'gaba. The kasa arrived in the Kolach Ha'am Gavar, Lav Dina Chatuchai, Adkat. The Divrei Teimai, he's asking against the Raivid. Dim Kain, Im Haisa Para, Asur L'Shochta, Ur Achlo. Do you ever find the Kolach Ha'am Gavar, but you can't shech the animal and eat it? Wow. Right? Shalot Tamad with name Kayemis. Bapil Latzmi Abamakom Shein Yad Chaber Shalad. Are you allowed to hide it? That so many restrictions what an Alan can do with the Kesed. Lo yamidena. Ba'i arvin b'chaz k'tabatim y'olim b'chad minayu. Also la'askira, it's a l'acheret. He's not even allowed to rent it? Here, he's certainly coming b'chalik between a permanent sale and a temporary rent. You know, what, your only koach and skus is to hold on to it? Says the Rashba, the Divrei Rav, three from the Talmud. So again, what emerges is very different perspectives from Kol Hadar. I just want to mention one more issue, and then with this we'll close, even though there are many others. But let me mention one, maybe I'll speak about it next time for the next first 5 minutes. The Ramah here, the Ramah in the Simi Kuf Lamed Tes is number 15 on page 4. It says, Dover Shah Poskim Cholkimbo, Lotophus Chad Minayu, Imudovin Shaykh Mokhaluka Cholkim, Imud Shaykh Mokhaluka Kodam Gala. I will speak about it next time, but I just want to leave you with a thought. The Ramah says, let's say you have a Safek Din. Both cases of Kol al-Gaba are cases where you have conflicting tainas. But let's say, in addition to the conflicting tainas, there's a suffix meaning the halakha is either with Reuben or Shimon, but we don't have a paschal. So the Beis Medrash is part of the issue. So the Ramah says if it's something that you could be Kol al-Kaluka, you should do that. But it's not to say Kol al-Gaba. So the Shach piece on Halagim, I believe, the next time, let's quickly. Shach says, I can't be. Didn't the Rush say that this is connected to the idea that whoever is really the owner is going to try harder? Right? That, how can that apply if it's Safek Dina? Safek Dina means it's a legal argument. About what is the law? That has nothing to do with the two parties. They can't struggle. You can't employ the whole thing of Kol al-Gavar if there's no psychology. Right? After the Shach rejected. So we need to explain, you know, what's going on with this Din of Safek Dina next. Okay, we'll stop here.